This segment is brought to you by Humanware, the global leader in assistive technology for people who are blind or have low vision.
Hey, listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact SpectrumAccess at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Support for Blind and Beyond Radio comes from Lighthouse Works, empowering the lives of people living with vision loss and blindness. Looking for your next job? Join a talented team that values inclusion, collaboration, and excellence when you apply on our website today. Learn more about our current openings at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation Fighting Blindness.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Glenn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show. That's right. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and this is your host, Michael. Welcome to, what can I say, the only radio show there is for the visually impaired and the blind and the sighted. That's right. This is not a podcast. We are on the radio on AM and FM, different stations. That's right. Welcome. The phone number to call in, which I hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. If you wonder what you're listening to, well, let's just say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the visually impaired and the blind community. That's right. Before we get started on our show tonight, let me introduce you to the players tonight. To my left, my co-host, my beautiful wife, Lynn Golder. Are you there, Lynn?
Hi, everybody. I am here. Where else would I be? It's the September 18th edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
And all the way from Fernwood Park in Orlando, Florida, my other co-host tonight, David Hildebrand. Are you there, David?
Woohoo, it's me. Hey there. Welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, y'all. It's good to be back.
And in the studios in Orlando, Florida, the one, the only engineer, the one, the only producer. And what else can I say? Another night of, well, what can I say? Chris Shaw, you there?
You already know, right here, live and in full effect. Good evening, good evening, good evening.
Good evening, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Good to hear your voice. Okay.
Well, we're going to play some, we got to do some shout outs, Lynn.
Let's do our shout outs. Oh, our first guest is already in the Zoom room. Well, we have to do our shout outs.
Shout outs first.
He can listen to our shout outs. Okay. First of all, belated happy birthday to Eugene Batke over there in Clearwater, Florida. Hello to Nikki Jackson in Maryland.
Welcome, Nikki.
That's right. Welcome, Nikki.
And from Maryland. She's from Maryland.
That's right. And also, let's see. All right, Michael, you were going to do the Holiday Inn there.
Well, most people don't know about it. When you ever go to Bradenton, Florida, which is not too far from Tampa, in between Tampa and Clearwater, there's a hotel I got to recommend. We stay there a lot, Lynn and I. It's called Holiday Inn Express. Holiday Inn Express. What's so good about it? Well, let me just tell you this way. Got good rates. That's good. Beautiful rooms, number two. And something I like a lot. You can go in almost every direction within a few feet. Now, I mean, let's put it this way, maybe 50 feet. You can find a few. I used a few restaurants. There's a couple I like there a lot. And it's in a... not a mall. It's a, what would you call that, Lynn?
It's just a shopping plaza.
Shopping plaza, mm-hmm. But it's in the middle of the plaza. So you can go in every direction, go to a different kind of stores and restaurants. So when you go to other places, you're in the middle of nowhere. It's only about 4 or 5 miles from the beach. And
it's a great place to stay. We can talk about it a little
Holiday
bit more
Inn
later.
Express.
So
Bradenton.
Dave, thanks, Michael. Dave, do you have any shout outs?
Well, you know, I've always got a couple shout outs. Let's see. Of course, to my lovely wife, Brenda, and to my new friend, Jenna, up in Georgia, and to the Lake family in Pittsburgh, my friend, Neville French. And let's see, I'll give everybody else a chance. Let me give let Chris in there. And to my buddy, Chris, who I haven't talked to for like a month, of Sundays, it seems.
Hey, it's all right. I'm right here. How you doing, Dave? How you doing, Lynn? How you doing, Glenn? Ah, cha, 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 cha.
Yeah, splendid,
wow.
Man.
Listen to you, Chris. Wow.
Wow.
You know, what can I say? What can I say?
He's got some extra good coffee today.
Hey, let me just tell you this right now before I go any further. Don't touch that dial if you're driving the car. Don't touch that dial. That's right. Don't touch that dial if you're driving the car. Make sure if you're driving the car that you're not physically impaired or blind also. So I hope you're sighted driving the car. And don't touch that dial. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. And we come back on the other side. We're going to have, well, let's put it this way. He's from Disney. His name is Mark Jones. And if you want to ask any questions about Disney, we're going to take two callers when we come back. Two callers only. We come back. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. If you want to ask any question about Disney, what do you want, Lynn? What do you want?
And may I just add, if you have any questions about accessibility at Walt Disney World, please just ask your question, and then we would like it if you would hang up. It's not that we don't want to talk to you, but in the interest of time, yes, we would like Mark to be able to answer your questions. So we're going to be going to break any second.
We're going to go to break. Okay. And by the way, for those, we talked about it last week, and tomorrow's the big day. She's going to be buried tomorrow, the queen. Mm-hmm.
So for those people are listening in Canada or in the islands or in England, we have listeners now in England. And if you're listening, we give our condolences here in the States to your queen. And right now we're going to go to break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Nearly 45 years, ILA has been providing essential aids to the visually impaired and hard of hearing. A trusted source of products for local and national communities, ILA offers a wide variety of technology and daily living aids to enable those with vision loss to participate in an active, independent lifestyle. Our excellent customer service team is always happy to help you find the right product for the task at hand. Call us at 1-800-537-2118 or visit us on the web at www.independentliving.com. ILA, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion.
Navigation apps are important to getting around, exploring new places, and being independent. But they don't work for everyone and don't work inside for anyone. Waymap is a brand new indoor and outdoor navigation app you can trust to get you where you need to go. The app has been made to guide blind people, but it works for everybody else too. With Waymap, you know where you are, even if you lose cell reception or have no Wi-Fi. It's a big advance on other navigation apps. If you want Waymap in your town, let us know at our website, waymapnav.com. That is waymapnav.com.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
The Raboca app is now available for free on the iOS App Store. Founded by a student with low vision, frustrated by current assistive technologies, Raboca provides a customizable and streamlined vision enhancement experience right from your smartphone. Adjust contrast and color in real time with unmatched clarity, and never carry around a heavy magnifier again. Use it for reading menus at restaurants, watching your grandchild's sports game, and everything in between. Break free of $1,000 price tags and maximize your abilities with the free Raboca app. See why hundreds of users already love it. Just search Raboca, that's R-E-B-O-K-E-H, on the App Store. Or go to our website to download, raboca.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. This is your host, Michael. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. The phone number to call in is 407 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Lynn, you're up.
Okay, well, this is very exciting. It's my pleasure. Well, it's our pleasure, actually, to welcome our first guest of the evening. We'd like to welcome Mark Jones, and Mark is the Manager of Accessibility and Services for Guests with Disabilities at Walt Disney World Resort here in Orlando, Florida. Welcome, Mark.
Hello, Lynn. Hi, everybody. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate having
you. We appreciate you, too.
Say hi to David, our co-host tonight.
Well, hi, David.
Hey there, Mark. Good to talk to you, man.
Yeah, pleasure. Likewise.
I have a question for you, Mark.
Actually,
sure thing.
Actually, I can't even talk anymore. See, I was listening to you, and I was reading up on you, and let's put it this way. I was very impressed with a lot of things that you said, but one of the things I was very impressed that you said that you grew up in West Hartford, Connecticut.
Yeah, that's right. Sure enough, West Hartford, Connecticut, just a stone's throw from the insurance mecca that is Hartford, Connecticut. It's where my
and
dad actually worked.
And a stone's throw from where I grew up, a place called New London, Connecticut, which is Ocean Beach Park. Have you ever been to Ocean Beach Park?
I absolutely have.
You have? Oh, great. That's I used to love it there. I went there every day. Anyway,
I love Connecticut. I've not had as much chance to get back up there as I would like, but hopefully here in the not too distant future, I'll get a chance to get back up there and just see all the things that have changed.
We've heard a lot of change.
Ocean Beach Park, I understand, really changed. But going back to your story, it was a very interesting story about your family. For the people who don't know your story, could you tell a little bit about how you got involved with accessibility from your family?
Yeah, absolutely. So I am a CODA. I think many of you listeners might know what that stands for. It stands for Child of Deaf Adults. So my parents are deaf. And if you've heard about the film or had a chance to see the film, my life very much mirrors the life that was portrayed in the film. So I grew up, as just mentioned, in the West Hartford, Connecticut area. My parents were deaf. I actually have an older sibling, my brother Paul. He is also deaf. So growing up, I was the only person in my home who was not deaf. So that meant lots of requests from my parents and my brother to kind of help out where needed with communication and just trying to help, do my part answering the door and answering the phone. This all predated the ADA, so there was a pretty good accessibility in Connecticut, I think, but just still, lots of holes. Oh, gosh, I think Michael just really more just from just being at home. Just it was kind of the requirement, right? If I wanted to chat with my family, I kind of needed to be able to do that. So learning sign language was really, I think, honestly, my first language.
Wow. Well, I have a question for you, Mark, and then I know David does too, and then we'll be quiet and let you talk. But my question is, I was reading that you went to Disney around the late 90s, I think 96 or so. But my question is, what is your observation as far as how accessibility has improved over the years, and what was it like back in the late 90s?
Well, great question, Lynn, and I think many of the listeners are aware. Obviously, the ADA went into, signed into law in the 1990, and many businesses started looking at how they were going to create better accessibility as they sort of got into what those requirements meant. Disney had some opportunities to do things and perhaps improve on some services that they had, and I think I can honestly say in our conversation today, I think it's been really an amazing journey to be on this ride with Disney for so long. I'm actually next week celebrating 25 years with the company.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And just being able to see, all of the opportunities that we've had to do more in the accessibility space. And we as a company kind of embracing that and saying, you know what? What's the right thing to do? Like, what should we do versus, what does the law tell us we have to do? And I'm hopeful that other companies out there have embraced that philosophy as well of being able to just do what's right for their businesses, for their customers, for their guests, versus what does it tell us in the law? So anyway, great, amazing journey, some really neat things we've done over the years. And I just really, great memories for me now celebrating my 25th year.
David, did you have a question? And then we can go back and hopefully the first two callers are already waiting online and they might have accessibility questions for Mark. David?
If you want to call in, it's 407-894-1680. Well, I'm going to take two callers for Mark. 407-894-1680. David, your question.
So I've got a question, but I first want to tell Mark, I mean, congratulations on the, of course, 25 years is quite an achievement in itself, staying with any company, but I'm not easily impressed, you know, when it comes to accessibility stuff, but you guys truly have gone over and beyond the call of duty. And I, and being totally blind, I really was surprised by some of the stuff I was just reading online recently. But here's my question, and I'm going to put you on the spot just a little bit, because I'm an old guy. I'm 60 years old, and I was raised here in town. So I went to Disney from the very beginning. And I haven't been recently, but I've been there, like the first 10 years, I probably went there about 60 times. And that's no kidding. For, I mean, the first 10 years of existence, I was there a lot with family coming down and stuff. So when I was a little kid going to Disney, we'd always have to, you know, you wait in line for an hour and a half for a Haunted Mansion and I know it's a whole lot quicker now, but so one day I went there with my relatives, cousins, and waited in line for about an hour and a half for Space Mountain. So I think I believe I was 12 years old. I get up to the front of the line to get on that ride. And the guy says, "Hey, are you blind?" I say, "Yeah." "Oh, you can't ride. Sorry." And especially at that time of my life, I was like, yeah, you know, I'm riding. There's no reason why I can't. I'm excellent mobility. If there's an emergency, I can get out of there. So they got a supervisor and they did let me on. But this is, of course, was before ADA, and it took 20 minutes or something. It was kind of embarrassing. So I never was sure what the policy was, and I'm sure that they probably established one by now. So I wonder, what's the deal with going on Space Mountain? Can I go on?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, absolutely.
I've gone a couple times, and other times I couldn't. Yeah.
So. Yeah, I think you probably kind of answered that question just in sharing it with me. And I think, you know, obviously, some of these things that predate me, I obviously don't know exactly the circumstance, but I will say that in all of my time, they're not directly because of me, but you know, I'm aware just based on my time there. Yeah, we are certainly welcoming of guests with really any disability, including those with a visual disability. I mean, no reason why you couldn't ride any of our attractions, candidly. They're all, you know, they all have their own thing and their own, you know, the level of popularity depends on what you like. Some people like certain kinds of attractions, roller coasters. Some people like more storytelling type rides. Some people like, you know, whatever, certain characters. So yeah, no limitations at all. And, you know, one of the neat things that I'm hopeful that some of your listeners, and maybe you even have an opportunity to check out, is an audio description service that we actually offer through a piece of hardware that guests take with them and use throughout the day. And it provides audio description both for many of our attractions and as well as many of our outdoor environments as you walk around, provides you with that audio, you know, that key audio information to give you a sense of kind of just where you are and what's around you.
I saw but that.
These are headphones. These are headphones.
Yeah, that you plug into a piece of hardware and you can choose headphones we issue to you. If you prefer more of a one ear style headphone, we have that. If you have your own that you prefer to use, you can plug right in. It's a standard jack. It's not anything custom. So we have many guests who bring their own, you know, listening devices and plug right into our hardware. And it's, you know, really then up to them how much they want to get. We have you know, very basic description that just kind of tells you exactly where you are. But let's say you're on Main Street and you really kind of want to know what the story is about Main Street. You can get into a more detailed description of Main Street USA at the Magic Kingdom.
And you got the Braille maps, tactile stuff too.
Yeah, we've got stationary Braille maps, which are just fixed in the park at a specific location. And that kind of gives you a sense of kind of where things are oriented around you. And then we also have more of the portable style that you can either take with you into the park or find a place and just kind of go through it in that more traditional 11x11.5 format. So we have a large print Braille map combination that really gives you an overview of the park. We also have a tactile booklet that is broken out by land, and it gives you tactile information about where you are. Let's say Main Street again. It will give you the definition of the buildings and the sidewalk and where those key landmarks are along Main Street. So you know where things are and how they're oriented along the street.
Yeah, that was very impressive when I saw that.
Good evening. Good evening. Chris Shaw here from the studios of WOKB. Listen, we have two callers on the phone line. We got our good friend Mike from Aventura, Florida, and we got our good friend from Sheila right down the street, right around the corner from Disney. right here in Orlando. So
let's hear them.
All right, so we're going to talk with our good friend Mike. Mike, how you doing?
Fine. How you doing?
Hey, Mike. Welcome aboard.
Okay.
What's your question for Mark?
Yeah, I've been to Disney World before, and I liked it when I was there. But I've been reading a lot of things in the paper, and you may not want to answer this. Why is it that that Disney World has stopped saying, they don't say good morning, ladies and gentlemen, anymore? They say something altogether different.
Michael, that's a little bit beyond, you know, kind of what my specific job is. But, you know, I mean, from what I understand, I think, you know, we as a company, we're always looking at just everything we do. And I think only good companies do that. You can't rest on maybe what you've done historically. You always want to be looking forward and just making sure that you're staying relevant, that you're being, you know, you're taking what the public is seeking and incorporating that the best you can into your products and your offerings. So I can only assume that any changes, if you will, in how things are stated, you know, or folk, you know, greetings are done. I can only assume that those are done more in the vein of just trying to be relevant and current in how we phrase things. And I think your listeners are probably aware there's some of the experiences that we've had that we've modified and updated to just, again, be more current. Jungle Cruise is one, for example. There were some scenes in the Jungle Cruise attraction at the Magic Kingdom that we updated because there were scenes that, you know, maybe at a period in time made sense and were relevant and applied. But as time passed, we felt, you know what, we need this to feel more inclusive to folks who, you know, come from all over the world and have come from all backgrounds. You know, we're doing that same effort in the not too distant future, the attraction that's known currently as Splash Mountain, you know, it's going to be going through a refurbishment as well. So that's just something that we do, I think, just in the normal course of business, like any business would do.
Thank you, Mike. It's okay. Mike from Aventura, Florida. Let's take Sheila now. Thank you very much, Mike, for calling in. Appreciate it. Thank you. Let's take Sheila now. Sheila from Orlando,
evening,
Florida.
Everybody. Hey, Mark.
Hi, Sheila.
I don't know if you remember me or not, but I was part of the beta team when Epcot first did their description, and we brought a group out, and it happened to have been my birthday that day. And so I believe that was you that was there that met us outside, and we were able to go through Epcot. And I have to tell you, that's my favorite out of all the places over there. But my question is, will they ever make it to where you can download something to your iPhone and have that as the navigation instead of having to get the device from the guest services?
Yeah, great question, Sheila. And that definitely ties into that, you know, the Mike's question, that, you know, the notion of, you know, we're aware that we do things pretty well. And I think we would only, you can only get better as a company if you're constantly able to evaluate yourself and say, hey, what would be a better way to do this? So I think, you know, being able to offer services like audio description and captioning and those kinds of services in a device where a guest is way more comfortable with the device. So allowing guests to be able to use their own phone or other, you know, technology that they use daily versus getting a loaner, if you will, from us. That is absolutely the direction that we're looking at. And it's the just a matter of, you know, coming up with a strategy to do that. So, I think certainly not looking to, kick the can on the answer. But, you know, if we were a small theater that had one screen, you know, providing that kind of update to services is a little easier to do. But with the size of our property, you know, I think many of the listeners know that we're 30 square miles of property. We, you know, we're close to about 70,000 employees. You know, millions and millions of guests visiting with us and just lots of opportunities for things to do. So it's just a little bit of a bigger undertaking to be able to put, you know, newer services in place. So that's the roadmap we're on. But great question and something that we've been talking about at length. So I think the quick answer to your question, Sheila, is stay tuned. More to come.
Thank you, Sheila, for calling in. Appreciate it so much. Right now, we're going to go to break. We're going to hold Mark over from on the other side of the break. We'll take another call when we come back. We'll take one more call. Anyone who wants to call in, 407-894-680. Anyone who wants to talk to Mark, we'll come back from the break. Right now, we're going to break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
day, our customers face challenges in a world designed for the sighted. Whether you suffer from an age-related eye condition such as macular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy, cataracts, or glaucoma, or are a student or worker living with a visual impairment, our solutions are designed to help you participate more actively in the world around you. From electronic magnifiers to talking GPS to braille devices, Human Wear Solutions have helped more than a million people worldwide to live more independently. Available in more than 25 languages, Human Wear devices can be used at home, on the go, or in the workplace. Regardless of the degree of visual loss or impairment, it is possible to enjoy life to the fullest. Human Wear, HumanWare. For more information, visit humanwear.com.
Navigation apps are important to getting around, exploring new places, and being independent. But they don't work for everyone and don't work inside for anyone. Waymap is a brand new indoor and outdoor navigation app you can trust to get you where you need to go. The app has been made to guide blind people, but it works for everybody else too. With Waymap, you know where you are even if you lose cell reception or have no Wi-Fi. It's a big advance on other navigation apps. If you want Waymap in your town, let us know at our website, waymapnav.com. That is waymapnav.com.
Sometimes you just need a company you can depend on for accurate, timely braille transcriptions. One that you can turn to in a pinch or for long term. Braille Music and More can be your one-stop shop for your braille transcription needs for individuals, schools, or corporations. Owner transcriber Patrick Jansen is one of the world's leading experts in music braille and has transcribed a wide range of interesting projects. In addition to music projects, Braille Music and More utilizes 26 quality transcribers across America to handle all subject matters in Braille, such as literary, math, science, foreign languages, and tactile graphics. Go to BrailleMusicAndMore.com for more information and to contact Patrick.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back, welcome back. Yes, we're live from Spectrum Studios in Orlando, Florida. That's right. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. This is your host, Michael. And we've been talking to Mark Jones from Disney, Walt Disney World. Right now, if we take one caller, is somebody on the line, Chris? Chris, you there?
Yes, sir. No, not yet. Not yet.
Not yet. Okay. Well, I'm going to ask one more question myself. Mark, you there?
Yes, I am, Michael.
Okay. It's an easy question. Very easy. Right now, I understand you were in both Disneys. You started in California and Disneyland, and now you're at Disney World, right?
Yeah, I actually started here in Florida and then went out to California and then actually came back here to Florida.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. Bounce
That's
back.
Cool.
And forth. Okay. So mine's an easy question. Which park, I'm just curious, which park is bigger between the two of them, between California and Orlando?
Yeah. So I think just from a sheer, if you're just looking at the entire resort, obviously Walt Disney World has much more size, just different hotels. I think we're up to 26 different hotels that we own. There's others that we have on our property. We have our four theme parks. We have our two water parks. We've got our downtown shopping district, downtown Disney Springs, et cetera. You know, we've got a sports complex. We've got some golf courses. The Disneyland Resort in California, a little bit smaller. You know, it was built in a time where Walt Disney was able to buy a certain amount of real estate, which he did, but it became quickly apparent that he was going to run out of space. So that's actually what drove him to look for space elsewhere, and that sort of is what started the Florida project. But Disneyland, you know, much more intimate. The Disneyland Park, which is the equivalent to the Magic Kingdom Park here, is smaller than our Magic Kingdom Park. They have a castle that's different in design. They have a castle that's based on Sleeping Beauty, whereas our castle here in Florida is based on Cinderella. But just a really, you know, intimate. I mean, they've got attractions that are unique, and they actually have more rides in their Disneyland park than we do in our Magic Kingdom park. They've actually crammed a lot more in a smaller space. So really cool,
wow.
Very intimate place to go, and just really neat stuff. And then Disney California Adventure is their other park out there. Also just really neat. They have some great areas. They actually have an area now that's dedicated to Marvel and the Marvel Enterprise, which we don't have yet here in Florida. They also have their own Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, which we have here. Really neat. They've got three resort hotels right now out there, but very popular amongst the Southern California residents. And certainly folks travel from around the world to visit them. And we also get our share of folks from abroad and here domestically.
Now I'll tell you something that I don't think you know, that originally there was a group of businessmen from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, that bought most of the land around Orlando. They bought, I don't know how many acres and acres and acres, and they sold it to Disney. And these guys became very, very, very wealthy. They were wealthy before, but they became extremely wealthy when they sold all this land that they bought. As a group of businessmen, I don't know how they had the insight to buy the land that Disney bought from them, but they owned lots of land. And that was amazing.
Yeah, that's a great story, Michael.
Yeah. Mark, I have a question for you. A good part of our audience is in the senior bracket, lots of baby boomers. Can you talk a little bit about accessibility for seniors? And it doesn't matter whether they're visually impaired or not, but just, you know, overall.
Yeah, for sure, Lynn. And I touched on it a little bit ago, but I think, looking at accessibility as a, you know, kind of what should we do versus what must we do is the approach we take. So we've got some really neat accessibility options for folks from all walks of life, whether you have a disability, whether you're somebody with a mobility disability, hearing disability, you have a visual disability, perhaps you're on the autistic spectrum, maybe you have a service animal. So we've got services that sort of fall into each of those categories. You know, for our folks that are seniors, in addition to audio description, we also offer assistive listening. So assistive listening, of course, amplifies the audio for many of our attractions and our shows, which allows you as the end user to make the audio as loud as you would like. So you have just that clear audio, being able to understand everything that's being said. So that's one that many of our folks who are seniors leverage. We've also got the ability to provide, if folks are looking for some sort of mobility device, maybe they don't use a scooter in their daily lives, but perhaps maybe because knowing that it's going to be a lot of walking at Walt Disney World, we do have the ability to rent scooters for the day as well as wheelchairs. So we get a fair number of folks who leverage that. And I think beyond that, a lot of it is really what we'll call itinerary planning, really thinking about the visit. I mean, there's a lot to do, and really trying to hone in on those things that are most interesting. We've got a really neat app that a lot of folks use that you can download to your iPhone or your Android. That's called My Disney Experience. And that app really helps you plan your day. It hones in on things that you are interested in. If you say, hey, I really like the princesses, or hey, I'm really into Star Wars, or hey, I like roller coasters. Hey, I like shows. I like things that are, more casual and leisurely. You can make those kinds of selections, and then the app itself kind of helps you think about maybe what you should consider doing or where you might consider going.
David, do you have any questions?
Do you have a final question, David,
Comment is definitely, if you're going to go to Disney, don't try to do it all in one day. That's for sure. Even if you can see just fine, you're going on your own or whatever, it's impossible to squeeze into one day unless you want to pick up a particular area. But no, I just want to really compliment you. And you say it's not because of you, but I think a lot of it of the accessibility is because of you. And I really have to give you hats off for
He's passionate about it.
Well, I appreciate that, everyone. And I've had some really fantastic partners in the past and current partners, you know, really make my job a pleasure and certainly one that drives me to, you know, want us to do more. And it's those partners that really, you know, allow us to do that.
Mark,
yeah, don't stop.
David, before we say goodnight, can you please tell everybody where on your website is the information about disability and accessibility?
Oh, yeah, for sure, Lynn. Thanks for that opportunity. So our website's pretty basic. Our website is DisneyWorld.com, Disney World, all one word, DisneyWorld.com. And then once you get onto the website, you can type in any of the keywords that you're interested in. If you want to type in disabilities, you want to type in visual, you want to type in blind, it will take you to the disability section of the website. And we have subcategories there that get into the specific disability types. And then from there, you get into listings of the various services and how you can leverage those services.
Wow. Well, thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much for coming on board. We appreciate it.
We appreciate it, Mark. And that Disney website is very accessible, I might add. So way to go on that, too.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you all for having me. Thank you all the listeners out there for allowing me to spend a few minutes with you this evening.
Was an honor to have you on the show.
Thank you so much, Mark. Thank you, Mark.
Have a good rest of your weekend, bud. Take care.
Thank you.
All right.
So it's now coming to board to trivia time. It's trivia time.
That sounds familiar.
Does it sound familiar, trivia time?
Chris?
Are you there? I've heard of that before.
Oh, yes, it's trivia time. Trivia time. Show us what you know because it's trivia time. Trivia time. Trivia time. Come on, take a chance because it's trivia time.
This segment of Trivia Time is brought to you by Braille Music and More. And what does Braille Music and More do, you might ask? As you might have guessed, they are experts in transcribing music into Braille. Sometimes you have a project where you simply need your Braille transcription done quickly and accurately. Braille Music and More is your one-stop shop for Braille transcriptions. But what if you need Braille transcription done for other subject matters, such as science or mathematics? Braille Music and More can help you there too. Utilizing a team of 26 quality transcribers across America, they are able to handle a wide range of subject matters, from foreign languages to tactile graphics.
Yes, trivia time.
Okay, David, it's your trivia. It's your trivia.
It's the inauguration of Trivia Time with David's Trivia.
Yeah, it's funny. Woohoo!
Yeah.
Okay,
all
David.
Right. So I do have a trivia question, and it's a great tune. I would love to know who performed this song from the late 60s. And you can call us up at 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. Operators are standing by. Who did this song?
You gotta think about you. I just can't live without you. I really want you Eleanor near me. Your looks intoxicate me. Even though your folks hate me, there's no one like you, Eleanor, really.
Eleanor, gee, I think you're swell, and you really do me well. You're my pride and joy, etc. Eleanor, can I take the time?
Okay, so while we're waiting for this, Braille, Music, and More.
Who did that song?
Remember the name, Braille, Music, and More. That's for, I put this way, universities, actually anyone who is...
Anybody that needs transcribing.
Yeah, anyone, really, anyone.
Could
be schools.
Could be anything.
Universities.
Medical.
Could even be a blind music school.
that's what I was thinking, especially blind music schools, you know, for higher learning, that they you got to have Braille music for sure if you're doing classical. So that's the place to go. Even if you're an individual and you need stuff quick, Braille
Music
and More.
By the way, the phone number on our webpage, or if you want to look them up, Braille Music and More, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Go to our webpage, check it out, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. You can look it up, the phone number, or anything else you want to know about Braille Music and More.
Speaking of music, David, any gigs coming up?
Well, yeah, I got a couple. Let's see. I'm playing on the video, what is it called? Internet TV podcast called Live and Kicking. Let's see, in two Thursdays. I think it's like the 28th or something. You can get on the internet a lot, Live and Kicking. And let's see, I'm playing at the Maitland Farmers Market in October, and also back at Jack's at the end of October. Mm-hmm. So couple of different things going on.
I love your new song. I love it.
I think I heard Chris in the background.
Yeah, I was trying to get it in just for a moment. I got a call all the way from Bayside, New York on the phone line.
You do?
I do. I do.
Well, and who might that be?
She goes by the name of Linda from Bayside, New York. And I think she thinks she know it, but I don't know. Because I'm going to be honest. I think she was, as we were playing, she was like,
She's trying to think about it. It's all right.
Is that what it was? Is that what we call it?
Linda from Bayside, New York. Let's hear from Linda.
Hey, Linda.
Hi. Yes, hi. How are you?
How are you?
Good, good. I was singing along. It's a very catchy tune.
I love that song. And I'll give you the very slightest hint is that I don't think that there's ever been a song in the top 40 that ever uses the word et cetera in the song.
Et cetera, yeah. Not usually in songs. You're right.
Who was singing it?
The Turtles.
Who did that song? So right.
That's right.
The Turtles.
One of my favorite bands from the 60s. Way to go, Linda.
Turtles.
Yep.
You
Thank
just won
you.
Yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. Now you
That's
can take
fabulous.
Subway to
Thank
New York,
you so much.
But this is Subway restaurant. Subway.
That's great.
Seen the Turtles
Thank
a bunch
you.
Of times.
$10 gift card coming your way, Linda.
Yep.
Thank you,
great.
Linda.
The show's great. Thank you for everything.
Yeah, thanks.
Don't forget to give your name and address so we can send you a gift card.
Yep. Stay on the line and wait for Chris to pick up.
Thanks.
All right. We'll catch you later. Call back again.
Yep, for sure.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Yay, the Turtles. That's right.
The Turtles.
One of my favorite groups. I've seen them a bunch of times. They are awesome. And they also happen to sing backup for a bunch of songs that you may have heard before.
That was an interesting segment, David, wasn't it?
Yes, it was a very interesting segment.
Yeah, Mark is a real cool guy, and he's certainly, of course, knows his stuff, but he's obviously very passionate, and that's something I greatly appreciate. Makes a big difference, you know?
I cannot believe that you like Space Mountain.
I can't either, David.
Oh, yeah. Well, I haven't been for a long time, but I used to love all those rides. I mean... at the time, Space Mountain was like the fastest ride, and it still is one of the fastest that's there at Disney. And
Dave, yeah. One of the things I read about over the years, I wonder if you've ever been there, about those cool fireworks that they have for the people who are blind. That you put your hand on something tactile, and then when the sound gets louder, what happens? The dots come
out. I've read about it, but I've never done it myself.
Yeah.
I've not checked it out. So, I mean, they've got tons of accessible stuff, and especially like at Epcot, like Sheila was mentioning, it seems like almost every one of the countries that's in there, they've got descriptions on. And that's the place where description really is important. I mean, a lot of the stuff you got to have described, and they cover it all. I mean, I think it's impressive. They don't have to, you know, and, but you know, when a family comes and they've got someone that's blind in their family that comes along naturally, you want them to have a good time, and it's not cheap. So
not anymore. That's for sure.
No, I mean, it never was that cheap, but now it's a lot more expensive. And so they want to give everybody the equal treatment for quality. And yeah, I love that.
Does Brenda like Disney World?
You know, she did. And, you know, it's hard on us as far as the older we get, it's harder on our backs and all that kind of stuff. So there's certain rides she can't ride, but we still enjoy it. It's been, Jordan used to work there. So we would go when he was working there for free, but it's a tiring day. Let me tell you, if you're coming in from out of town, you want to plan a few days so you don't totally exhaust yourself.
Yeah,
but it's fun.
What you said before was true. You don't want to do the whole park in one day. It's just
no, like three days is good, I think.
Mm-hmm. We have time for a quick call, Chris. If anybody wants to call in, just to tell a quick about their personal experience at Disney, we can take a quick call. So, what's the number, Dave?
I would say the number would be 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. Operators are standing by. That's Chris. Chris is the operator and the engineer and the producer. And let's see.
He's the jack of all trades.
He's a one heck of a good friend and a dad to boot.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot. But yes, you're right. I got you.
That's right, Daddy-O.
I cover where everybody else falls short.
That's right.
And what do you do in your spare time? That's what I want to know.
What spare time?
He doesn't have any spare time. Chris, have you taken the girls? Malaya and Ms.
And Zamaria.
Zamaria. You know, I'm going to call her Z from now on, like you do.
Right.
Get that out, Zamaria. Yeah.
I think they've been.
Uh-huh.
I haven't been.
You're really? So busy, you don't even know if they've been there.
Yeah, no, I've been to Disney. Was it SeaWorld? No, I've been to Disney once.
Mm-hmm. Were you awake for it, Chris?
Yeah, I was awake for it because I had to sing. Yeah, I had to sing.
I wasn't sure they just brought you through there, and maybe you didn't know you were there.
Yeah, I was working security. I was working security that day.
Gotcha. I can picture that. They've got good security at Disney too, which is pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Did the girls like it?
Yeah, they said they enjoyed themselves.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
They've been to more theme parks than I've been.
I'm sure they've been with their mama.
Right.
My favorite ride is Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, yeah. It's got a nice little dip there at one part. It catches you off guard if you're not paying attention.
Ah, so you're Captain Jack Sparrow, eh?
Yeah.
Aye, aye, mate.
So, but,
you know,
yeah.
Back at one time, there used to be certain rides that you had to pay for and some that you didn't. So, you know, we particularly loved those rides that were during the summer that were air conditioned, that were free. Those were the ones that we would all flock to as kids. So that was back in the when you would buy a book of tickets for Disney. You get A through E tickets, and E's were the good ones. So, you know, you would swap E tickets for D's from your friends and stuff.
But here's one, you know, I don't know if you know. Do you know Lighthouse Works in Orlando?
Yeah, I just remembered that.
Does most of the work for Disney. The kits.
Welcome kits.
When you buy something in advance, they give you a kit. Mm-hmm.
Really?
And
then
get you into the park.
The wristbands
and everything
else.
That's all coming from
entry stuff.
Wow.
Lighthouse Works.
Yeah, they assemble the kits right here in Orlando. Millions of them they've assembled.
Blind folks are putting them together.
That's right.
Well, and they're really? Obviously doing a good job too, because Disney doesn't go half rate. I mean, if it wasn't good, they wouldn't accept it. So I'm sure it's got to be pretty impressive work from Lighthouse Works. Seriously. Right.
Oh,
that's the testimony right there.
I would have never thought that.
No, that's true, Chris.
What's that?
They've been doing it for years now.
Yeah.
Like an assembly line there, and they put all the goodies that are in that box and that kit after you pay your admission, you know, and the wristbands and I don't know what else, all those things.
Oh, you bet.
Are important. They assemble it there. Yes. All righty.
That's
true.
That's
right.
Okay. We're going to go now to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. We'll be right back at the top of the hour. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And don't forget, by the way, if you missed any part of this show, go to blindandbeyondradioshow.org. It's all there. There's over 300 shows. You can check it out.
Spectrum has great news for blind and beyond listeners. You can now catch all the news and stay informed with the Spectrum News app. Born accessible, the Spectrum News app has built-in compatibility with Apple and Android accessibility features. When you download the Spectrum News app, you can stay in the know with live news, access Spectrum's portfolio of news networks wherever you are. The live news gives you timely information and breaking news. Read local news articles with coverage from our Spectrum News journalists and local partner publications. And get weather forecasts from our meteorologists, including hourly forecasts and updates so you can plan your day. Best of all, you can even customize your experience by browsing and following topics you're interested in, including local politics, education, traffic, health, and more. Download the Spectrum News app today. Not a Spectrum customer? Download the app and enjoy free access on us for 30 days. The Spectrum News app with built-in accessibility is your community connection, providing stories and information that matter to you and your community. Download it today.
Every day, our customers face challenges in a world designed for the sighted. Whether you suffer from an age-related eye condition such as macular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy, cataracts, or glaucoma, or are a student or worker living with a visual impairment, our solutions are designed to help you participate more actively in the world around you. From electronic magnifiers to talking GPS to Braille devices, Human Wear Solutions have helped more than a million people worldwide to live more independently. Available in more than 25 languages, Human Wear devices can be used at home, on the go, or in the workplace. Regardless of the degree of visual loss or impairment, it is possible to enjoy life to the fullest. Human Wear, HumanWare. For more information, visit humanwear.com.